Good morning. We're continuing Adam Klal Samavav, and we finished Simon Beis. We're talking about various mitzvahs. When is the mitzvah Haseh? When is the age of Chinuch? I want to clarify a point based on this. We discussed all the halachas of brachas. The Mishmar points out that the age of Chinuch for brachas is between the age of 6 and 7, depending on the sharpness of the child. Friday night in shul, many shuls follow the minig, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Simon Reis Samach Tes, about making kiddush in shul. If there are orchim, so the orchim would be yotze kiddush, and therefore it's not a question of bracha l'batola. If there are no orchim, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you should give it to a tinuk to drink, give it to a cotton, it's not a tinuk, I'm sorry, a cotton to drink. You should give it to a cotton to drink. How old is this cotton? Magen Avraham quotes, some would say that the child should be under the age of chinuch. Why would you want that? Because once a child reaches the age of chinuch, he now has the mitzvah of kiddush Friday night, so arguably he would not be allowed to drink this kiddush, because the same way an adult has a rule of kiddush rabachim suto. The kiddush requires it should be done in the place where one eats. A child who has the mitzvah of chinuch has to do it the same way as the adult, in the proper way, so the child also has to have kiddush from Makam Suda. So that, since the shul is not Makam Suda, so the kiddush which he's on is saying in the shul you're not yetzu with, you're not allowed to eat before a kiddush or drink before a kiddush. So the child should not be allowed to drink. So therefore, the Magen Avraham suggests that we're talking about a child who's under the age of chinuch. The Magen Avraham quotes those who say that the child should be under the age of chinuch. The Magen Avraham says, no, adarabba. If you do that, we haven't solved the problem of bracha l'batola. How so? The luck is that when a child reaches the age of chinuch, not only can the father teach a child to say the brachas, the father can be moitzi the child with a bracha. So the father is being moitzi the child with a bracha, and the child is yotzei. If the child is before the age of chinuch, the father has no mitzvah at all to moitzi the child with a bracha, because the child has no chiyuv at all for the bracha. So it's the father's bracha, which he's saying to be moitzi the child, is a bracha l'batola. So using a child which is before the age of chinuch would not solve the problem that we're concerned about, which is bracha l'batola. So therefore he concludes you should use a child which is over the age of chinuch. The question being that if the child is over the age of chinuch, so then how is he allowed to eat before kiddush? So Magen Avraham says that the food is not something which is intrinsically yasser. We know that you cannot be Michael, be Yadayim. You cannot give something which is Isser to a child, be Yadayim. So you cannot be Michael, this child, be Yadayim, an Isser. Well, the item itself is not yasser. It's just the time frame is an Isser. So Chazal, because of the needs of the child to be able to eat and drink for their growth purposes, Chazal did not put in place for them an Isser of eating or drinking before Kiddush. Any Isser which is not intrinsic in the item, the issue is specifically the time frame. Chazal did not put in place that Isser because the child's needs to be able to have access to eat food and drink is important. So there's no problem in Michael the child be Yadayim before Kiddush. That's how the Magen Avraham addresses this question. And this is now an accepted klal that there's no issue of chinuch when the item itself is intrinsically mutter, and it's just a question of time. Therefore, even when the child reaches the age of chinuch, which would be mechanic and do the mitzvah kiddush, so he will be yotze this kiddush because it's not kiddush makam suda, but he doesn't have an issur to eat or drink before the kiddush. So you've been much of the child with the bracha. So it comes out, really, you only be much of the child with the bracha of Repi HaGofen, the bracha of Kiddush. That's the minute you start to say it in the shul. You don't need to be much of the child with the bracha of Kiddush, and he's not yet doing the bracha of Kiddush. You just be much of him with the Repi HaGofen. So Rosh Hashanah points this out, that maybe the child shouldn't even answer Amen to the bracha of Kiddush, because it's a hefsik. He's saying Repi HaGofen, he's been yet to the Repi HaGofen, and he should drink. So we wait till the fellow who has the cup finishes saying what he has to say and gives it to the child to drink. But arguably, the child would not have to or should not answer Amen under those circumstances. I think the minhag olam is to answer Amen, and you have to say that there's some element of them being yotze with the Kiddush. The Marsha Shita is that Kesh Malkim Suda is not ma'akev in certain circumstances. So maybe they're following that opinion. I'm not sure why. But the minigarlam is that the child does answer main after Mekadesh Shabbos as well. Have a good day.